Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We just come to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you how you kept us as we slept in summer on last night. You sustained us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Are we coming to bless your name today, Lord God? We come to thank you for this new day you allow us to see, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You the breath we breathe today. We say thank you. We have eyes to see and ears to hear. We say thank you. A mouth to call on your name today. We say thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our homes and our services on today. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver and set free today. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to lift up the visionary of his mind, Lord God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. All we ask you to bless him right now. Strengthen his inner man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All we just come to bless your name today. We thank you for this new day you allow us to see, Father God. All we come to bless your name, magnify your name. We come to lift you up. You say, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continually glorified. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren today, Father God. Be offensive around them, Father God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Father God. Place the right people in their path, Lord God. They will draw them to you, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. Oh, have your way today, Lord God. We lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously bless and heal and deliver and keep your arms around them all, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. We thank you for being Dr. Jesus today. Hallelujah for the sick and the shut in on today, Father God. We thank you for visiting the hospitals today, Lord God, going from floor to floor, healing and creating miracles, Lord God. We thank you for stopping by the nursing homes on today, Father God, healing and delivering, setting them free, Father God, doing a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today. And we lift up all our family members to you near and far today, Father God. Keep your arms around them all, Lord God. Keep them all from seen and unseen danger and sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh, we say thank you. Order our footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct us in all truth today, Father God. And we say, have your way, Lord God. And we just bless your name. We will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for peace in our neighborhoods today. Peace in our homes today. Peace, Lord God. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way today, God. Heal and deliver and set free today. Stop by the children's hospitals today, Father God. St. Jude and Shriners Hospital, Lord God. Cover and keep and heal and deliver those children, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are cancer cure. Curse calves at the root for those babies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Let their parents be a testimony how you brought them out, how you healed their babies, Lord God, how you strengthened their babies, Lord God, how you saved their babies' lives, Lord God. Oh, let them be a testimony today, Father God. Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Lord God. Let those parents be testimonies today. For you get all the glory, Father God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. You have no favorite child. You love us all equally. You have no nieces, nephews, Lord God. We all your sons and daughters, and we say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up the homeless all over the land, Lord God. We ask you to open up doors for them that can't no man close. Close doors that they can't no man open for the homeless today, Father God. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory, Father God. We lift up the fire department, Lord God, and their families. The police department and their families, Father God. The ambulance drivers and their families, Father God. We lift up all construction workers and their families to you today, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set them free in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. We just come to bless you today, Lord God. Oh, we have no other God before you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just stop by to say how much we love you, how much we need you, and we're nothing without you. Order our footsteps. Lead and direct us today, Father God. We plead the blood over the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Or we plead the blood over all means of transportation today, from the car to the truck to the buses to the planes, Lord God. Cover and keep, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen, and amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for waking us up this morning, giving us the breath of life, oh, Father God, that we can move and have our being up in you. Oh, Father God, for who you are, for our life. Oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise and honor you and glorify you and magnify you because you're awesome and on your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are Alpha and Omega, your beginning and the end. You are invisible to some and invisible to others, O Father God, that you make yourself known, O Father God, to each and every one of your children, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for that, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for the sunshine. We thank you, O Father God, for the light that you shine at night for us, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for everything that was created, O Father God. That is provided to give us sustenance, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we magnify you, and glorify you. Oh, we thank you for your healing power, Father God, going throughout the land, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God, that you have placed around us, O Father God, around our homes, O Father God, around our entrepreneurship businesses, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for taking the blinders from off our eyes, O Father God, so that we may see, O Father God, like you see, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for putting the love up in our heart, O Father God, to love others, O Father God, the way that you love us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for even heightening our discernment, O Father God, so that we may see beyond seeing, O Father God, or that we may see with our spiritual eyes, O Father God, and not to attain to everything with our physical eyes, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for order, O Father God. We thank you for order on the outside of us being established up in our life, and we thank you for order being established in the inside of us up in our life. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father. Lord, we thank you, for Father God, for what you're doing in this hour and this dispensation season in time, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for strengthening us, oh, Father God, strengthening us mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and we praise you. We thank you, O Father God, for preparing us, O Father God, for what's around the corner, O Father God. Lord, we thank you and honor you, O Father God. Father God, we would not shrug nothing off, O Father God. O Father God, we will listen attentively, O Father God, to everything that you are speaking to us, O Father God, inwardly, O Father God. O Father God, we would not waver, we will not slack, we will not be tossed to and fro. Because we know your voice, O Father God, and your voice alone is the voice that we follow, O Father God, inwardly. And, oh, Father God, we praise you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us a peace, oh, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us strength, oh, Father God, to withstand the onslaught, oh, Father God, in the battles, oh, Father God, personally, that we as individuals are going through, oh, Lord of glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. And you're awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. We thank you again, oh, Father God, for your hedge of protection around us, oh, Father God, keeping us, oh, Father God, until the time, oh, Father God, for us to be released, oh, Father God, and to go do your bidding, oh, Father God, the way that you have created us to do your bidding in the area that you are sending us out to do your bidding in, oh, Father God, having our thoughts, oh, Father God, geared and pursued and as projected out into those areas, oh, Father God, that you put upon our hearts, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you and honor you and glorify you. We thank you for strengthening the men and women of God, oh, Father God, that is standing firm upon your word, O Father God, that are not being tossed to and fro, or not wavering, O Father God, and that are able, O Father God, to see the deception of the enemy, O Father God, in the areas and in the things, O Father God, that they may have been doing, O Father God. Thank you for opening up their eyes, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for removing the God spell from off of them, O Father God, when they may preach unadulterated the true gospel of you, Father God. Yeah, we honor you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Or we acknowledge you, O Father God, and all that we do, O Father God, has been our overseer, O Father God, of all the universe and eternity, O Father God. You have made it possible for us to see, understand, and establish and experience those things through Christ, O Father God, because you know that nothing is hidden from your sight, O Father God. And as your servants, O Father God, and covenant soldiers, O Father, in Christ, O Father God, we will use the authority and power and dominion that you have granted unto us, O Father God, against all the power of the enemy, O Father God, of darkness, O Father God, of witchcraft, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we deafen all powers of darkness, oh, Father God, that has at times spoken into our ear gate, oh, Father God. Oh, but we thank you for your filtering, oh, Father God, for everything that we hear, oh, Father God. We will hear those things that you desire us to hear, oh, Father God, and move upon those things that you desire us to move upon, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we break and loose ourselves, oh, Father God, from all the subtle witchcraft and sorcery and spells and curses that have been placed upon us, or that we may have inherited, oh, Father God, or self-imposed, or spoken against us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your delivering power, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and all of those doors, oh, Father God, that was open, oh, Father, because of ignorance, oh, Father God, and manipulation of words and seasons and times, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you covered us with your blood, your cover, because you know that we will come to such a time and a place as this, and you are keeping us and strengthening us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and glorify you, and oh, Father God, from all that you are doing for us in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We love you. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Father, we surely praise you and we glorify you. And the hour that we end, Lord God, it is such a place of your presence and your spirit, your consuming fire. It is such a place, Lord God, that you have endowed us with, because you say we live in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you say he lives far above every principality, power, throne, or dominion, because you have given him authority over all. And Lord God, any handwriting that was upon the wall as an ordinance, the Lord himself made an open shame of the enemy, and he triumphed over him in it. You have given unto us, Lord God, to prepare. You said, ready, prepare. And you've given us, Lord God, throughout the word of God, those that would unfold it, Daniel, Luke, Revelation. It has been given us, Lord God, to unfold that which will occur. You gave unto us, Lord God, to understand, like the sons of Issachar, that we would not be ignorant of any device of the enemy, that we would understand that as long as we remain in the place of your hiding place, O God, where it is that your wings, Lord God, hallelujah, overshadow, where your very presence, Lord God, unfold and show us, Lord God, the snare of the fowler, that which, Lord God, portray itself, Lord God, as half bird, half man. Father God, you even showed us, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God, in the book of Genesis, oh my Father. You have shown us, Lord God, not only the things of the air that would attempt to come that you gave us authority over, but you also showed us and you expected us with a great expectation to use the authority that you've given us in every manner that you spoke inside of us as you spoke unto us, Lord God, that we were in your image after your likeness. That we're to move in that same place that you have ordained us to move in. You gave us the ability to know that there were things that were formulated itself, Lord God, in the marine kingdom, but you gave us authority. Doesn't matter the form, Lord God, as Zeus. Doesn't matter the form as Apollo, any Grecian type of God that would raise his head, that would come from under the water, that would try to ensnare the people of the living God, because you gave us power over all the power of the enemy. You said unto your, Lord God, unto your people, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord God, that we may know that what we come against, Lord God, is principalities that are signed over certain places, certain governments, oh God, they are signed over, Lord God, certain regions and territories, certain states, places, but you gave us authority, Lord God, to continue to open up our mouth and be steadfast in the place where you assigned us in prayer, just like Daniel did. He did not alter or waver from where you assigned him to. He stayed in that place of prayer, that the angels were able to come and say, Daniel, the Father heard you the first day, but there was a detainment because there was warfare going on in the air. And therefore, we know that the angels are in the midst, they are in camp, they are in warfare on behalf of the people of God. And Lord God, we thank you even now that you say, that we're to stand after we have done all. And if we have not done all, it is not time to stand. We have to continue to do all that the Father has said to do. And therefore, we press in this hour. We give the Father the glory. We strengthen those that are weak, and we call forth your word. You said, be strong and courageous. So to those who think that they cannot make it, we decree that word upon you. We decree and declare that you are pressing in, that you are treading upon serpents and scorpions. That you are crushing the young lion and the dragon, huh? And that concerning the old lion, that which knows who sit back and watch it, and the dragon, we trample on it. We're not moved by what we see. It doesn't matter about disease, because the Father already told us, according to the 91st Psalm, he already told us that he will reveal to us the snare and that which will try to come as pestilence and darkness. So he gave us the ability to go on the inside to speak and declare what his word is already said according to Isaiah 53. It does not matter, even to the last of breath, you stand just like the three Hebrew boys stood and say, we know that our Father is able to deliver, but even if he does not, we're not going to bow down to anything that is contrary to the kingdom of the living God, and therefore we stand in this hour. It doesn't matter sickness or disease, you already built, we don't have to lose a battle to anything, because the Father himself give us victory. Even if we fall on one side, if you thought you knocked us down on the right side, we get back up on the left side. And when you think you knocked us down on the left side, we get up in the middle. And you thought you knocked us down for the final time, you just don't know, enemy. We still rise in glory. We rise in glory because the Father said we sleep. We but sleep when we leave this place. We but sleep. And therefore, I stand with the authority of the living God concerning the people of God. It does not matter. Stand in knowing what the Father said. He said, and he does not alter
what he has said. Father, we give your name forever the glory. We bow before you, Lord of glory. We magnify your name both now and forever. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done. Bless you, people of God. Bless you on this day. Bless you on this day. Stand knowing who you are in the kingdom. Stand knowing that the things that are now the Father in love, he's giving you full authority to combat it. And knowing that you have the victory to worship. Hallelujah. And as you worship, the angels will formulate, hallelujah, a patrol around you with swords that are flaming, and it pulls down witchcraft altars. Satanic wonders, it pulls it down. Father, we thank you and we give your name forever the glory. We bow before you forever and we thank you. Thank you for coming in with me. Thank you for joining in with me in prayer. Continue to pray. Continue to stand. Continue to stand in the blessed name of Yeshua HaMashiach. God bless the people of the living God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn.
tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
That I was like, I love it.
Walk with me. talking with you, and know how you talk with me.
no battle can defeat you, I wish you would raise up and worship to our God who has already won the victory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
God for all that he's doing on today, and we just bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And while you're coming on in, please share with others. I know you will be blessed by the word of the Lord God. Those that are listening via Blog Talk, thank you for joining us on today. We honor the Lord for each of the kingdom leaders, and please that you come in and share with others. I know they will be blessed today by the word of the Lord God. For the sake of time, I'm going to move quickly through this, and please, while you're coming in, share with others. I know this is going to bless your spirit. This is some detailed information that's going to bless many of you on today. So while you're coming in, share with others. And those of you on the blog side, please share with those over there on the blog side that they may be blessed as well with the information that we're releasing on today. We've been having a powerful time in the region and thanking God for what God has done and is doing for so many of the men and women of God. Their lives need to be changed through the word of God. And so many of you who are connecting right now, I'm telling you, you're in the right season. Put that on, put that over the where you put it. You're in the right season. Say, I am in the right season. I am in the right place and I am in the right posture. I'm in the right season, the right place, and the right posture. Right season, you're in the right season, you're in the right place, right place. Just go ahead and write those down. I know y'all seeing the flashing light in the back of me. That's the angels moving around. Right season, place, and posture. We're going to talk about that. Right season, place, and posture. Posture, you have to be in that posture to get what we're seeing release to the body and to those of you who are in place and in position on today. And certainly you don't want to miss this word from the Lord, a navigating word for you, you, and you on today. And those of you who are joining us, you can surely share with others because I know they need to really be blessed by the word of God and the word of the Lord God on today. We're thanking God for our team that are joining us from all parts of the United States and the world. Surely you're going to be really, really blessed with this on today. And for those of you who have been following us, actually part five of this teaching, the governmental vaults are open. You're going to really clearly understand the importance of knowing why these vaults are being opened to many of us right now in our life and where we are at globally. And for many of you who are following us, we've been sharing from the book of Daniel. And this book of Daniel is known by theologians and scholars and the writers as a apocalyptic book, and the reason being because of the translation of the writing. And there's so many hidden things in the book of Daniel that are if you don't have a mind to understand translation, you will miss exactly what's going on and what's befalling people, nations in the world. You will actually miss it. So that's why when you read the book of Daniel, you have to read this book from a perspective of deep mysteries of something coming alive in your life so that when it's read, you will know to the detail, the plan, the scheme, the attack, and what God is saying for right now. Because anything in Old Testament is considered Hebrew, Arabic, and more writing from Phoenician hieroglyphic writing so that you can understand it. If you haven't studied Hebrew or haven't studied Arabic languages, you will almost be difficult to really understand Old Testament, even in the translation of it. Many things must be revealed to us so we can know exactly the details of events that are happening. I'm going to share with you. We're going to talk about some of the events that are happening now, and I'm going to deal with this part of it so you can have a clear-cut understanding. When I talk about these events, take you to the area where you'll see and know that many of us who are in position will know that losses for the enemy is a gain for us. Anytime demonic spirits have a loss, it's a gain for us. So the losses that are taken in the kingdom of darkness, it's a gain for us. It's a total gain for us in the body. So you have to know that wherever you see a loss at, it's a gain for us. It's a total gain, and not only a gain, but it's really a victory for us as believers and people of God. Because I'm telling you, the showdown is totally underway. Let's go into Daniel and talk from this perspective. I've been sharing from all 12 of the books of Daniel. So you, when I share what I share with you, just take good notes today. Take good notes. When I say take good notes, take good notes. And you're going to know that the good notes that you're taking is the good notes that's revealing and giving you exact details. I'm sharing it with others, and you should share as well with others too, because we're close to something. When you're close to something like this, you're very close to a breakthrough or a breakout. So you're being given a breakthrough and a breakout of what's going on. All right, let's move over to the word of the Lord God. Now, I explained to you a little bit of what the major prophet's role is and their duty is. And so I'll recap on this and take you into understanding the date and the time. Because once there is a ancient seat vacated, when there's an ancient seat vacated, you have to know that anything that's ancient, that's vacated, that means that there is a replacement already in place. Yet it may not be specifically done in your timing or the timing you see it, but it's going to manifest itself. And when it's manifesting itself, the kingdom of God must know that God is positioning people. Now, I spoke about this years ago. I talked about the royal sound always supersede the royal status. The royal sound always supersede the royal status. And when God is in total control of everything, nothing can be stopped. Now, I want to, for those of you who are joining me now, I talked about the season. We're in the season, place, and posture. Season, place, and posture. Everything is in alignment. It's in alignment. Season, place, and posture. And so all of those things are coming together for the perfect plan of God for his people and the perfect plan of God for your life. Now, but what we're getting ready to experience in this season posture is there is literally going to be chaotic experiences that are happening. Now, when I say chaotic experience that's happening, it's many of our enemies. Listen to this, saints of God, so you can drive on this point. Many of us right now, our enemies are in a war with each other. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse number 20 talks about it. Our enemies are in war with each other. The warfare that we experience is warfare of our enemies. Our enemies are in warfare with each other. They're taking each other out. They're exposing each other. They're telling on each other. All of our enemies are in tremendous warfare. Now, let me drive you to this point so you can understand. Now, the next move that's happening, you have to be really prophetic to understand this one. Let's go over to Daniel's chapter 2. When I share Daniel's chapter 2, I want you to understand it from this perspective, the realm of what gave Daniel power, because there are those who are consulting other spiritual worlds, and those other spiritual worlds cannot give answers to what's going on right now, and I'll tell you why. Listen to this. I want everybody to hear this. 25 years ago, Prince Diana passed away. 25 years ago, she passed away. And when she passed away, it was no real detail. They said the paparazzi had something to do with it. There was no evidence. Cameras that were in the cave, they couldn't find any details of what happened in the accident. They cleaned the accident up quickly. They did everything in their power to hide the actual death of this woman. Now, ancient spirits, ancient societies, and secret societies, the Gregorian calendar, the Judaic calendar is in a showdown. See, 25 years ago, had she been alive today, she would have actually been the young lady that would actually sit on the throne this day. She would be sitting on the throne because Queen Elizabeth left here. Now, Queen Elizabeth's husband left on the fourth month, the ninth day of 2021 at age 99. I've already told you to flip it over, correct? Flip it over, and what you'll get is 6 on the ninth, and you get 666 for his age. So we know that there is a farewell address. Now, let me try to break this down to many of you so you can understand where you're going. Write this down. Season, place, and posture. We're in the time of the season, the place, and the posture. If you're not in those places, you won't catch what's getting ready to befall us in a giant way, because you will miss this one in this period of time. Here we are. Now, here we are. 1 year later, the ninth day in 2022. You all follow me here? The passing away. The ninth month, the ninth day, 2022. Now, let's break it down. You flip the ninth month over, you get 6. You flip the ninth day over, you get 6. You look at her age, 96. Flip it over, you get 69. Understand that 69 number. Still get the same dimension of the 666. You get it. You still get it. Now, here is what's critical to know, that our enemies are getting ready to take each other out. Now, if you want to, you can write this down. You can write, the Vatican City is under watch. The Vatican City is under watch. Right now, the Vatican City is under watch. Now, follow me here. When Donald Trump stood before the Episcopal building in 2020, and he held up the Bible in that June, I think it was the 7th or the 8th in 2020. He released the code. Let me tell you why they're after this man so you can understand. Whether you agree or disagree, Let me tell you why they're after him. Revealing all of the weaponry of what was going on in that secret society or even in the White House. Now, even when I predict that week, most of you follow me when I share with you what happened the week I wrote on my Facebook the White House, the government vaults are being opened today. Most of you all know that following week, they raided his house. They raided his house that following week. I think it happened that Tuesday or Wednesday they raided his house. Now, that was a sign because they knew we were on to something. They knew I was on to something. Not to the details, but they knew that we were on to something. Now, listen to this. Daniel in chapter 2, after the king had the dream, he consulted the Chaldean. If you study the Chaldean, he consulted astrologers. He has consulted magicians. He consulted and he consulted the soothsayer. He consulted all of those forces. No one could give the interpretation of his dream that troubled him. They could not give detailed interpretation of the dream that troubled him. So King Nebuchadnezzar told the world, told all of the people, prepare yourself. He sends out a decree in the land that all wise men, noble, all of them were to be taken out, destroyed. He sent out only Daniel, which means God is judge or judgment of God, was able to rescue all of the people, all of the Chaldeans, the sorcerer, the magician, and all of those who were connected to that world and bring calmness to the king. Because what? Daniel chapter 2, then was the secret. Listen to this, people. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for the wisdom and might are his. And he changes times and seasons. And he removed kings and set it up kings. And he given wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that knoweth understanding. Now, here's where it's important. 22. He revealeth the deep secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O God, my Father, who has given me wisdom and might and have made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast not now made known unto us the king's matter. Look at somebody said, Lorraine Matthews is revealing everything in the king, in the royal family, the king's matter. We're revealing the king's matter. That's why millions of people are listening in, because we're revealing the king's matter. They don't even know what's going on. They got an inkling, but the king's matters are being revealed. We're revealing the king's matter, and we're letting the world know what's getting ready to happen and what's getting ready to come to pass in this time. Now, listen to this. I'm going to warn everybody. The bubble is getting ready to burst October. The bubble is going to burst. October, there would be a bubble burst. Now, when he came and stood before the Episcopal building, in June 2020, it was the preparation of the farewell season in the royal family. Now, isn't it interesting that when Harry and Meghan left the royal family in 2020. The world went through 2020, 2021, it was chaotic things. When he returns home, listen to this. When Harry and Meghan return to Britain, back to Scotland, to Britain, that's when Queen Elizabeth leaves. Why? Because the replacement is there, but the posture have to be in place. The season of the place and posture. Season, place, and posture. Everything has to be in alignment. Now, we all know that Camille cannot sit on the throne, period. Cannot sit on that throne. The Gregorian calendar was by the Pope in 1560. They established the calendar because they knew, based upon dealing with ancient deities, especially those who study, who know Nimrod, those positions will come up in this dispensation of time. So they had a window between 2019, 2020, 2021 to do as much as they can to take out the origin, the original people, the origin, and they had a certain window to do it. That's why they use Dr. Fauci, who's of the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church. If you study his bloodline down the generation, you will know that. He served under five different presidents. I believe it was the president from Ford, the Bush family, Ford, Reagan, or Carter, Ford. Actually, I think he came at during Carter time. Carter, Reagan, he served under the Bush. He served under Clinton. He served under the other Bush. Then he served under Obama, and he served under Biden. So he served under those. Now, notice, listen to this. Listen to this now. He served under, I think it was Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, other Bush. He served under Obama, and I believe he served under, he served under Biden. Now, you have seven presidents, actually six, I believe. Now, listen to this. Watch what's getting ready to transpire. Listen to how it what's getting ready to exactly happen to the detail. So they promoted 6 feet distance, 6 feet apart, 6 feet away, all of those. If you went to the store, you had to be 6 feet apart, 6 feet distance, 6 feet away. Now look at it. Isn't it interesting? All of those that are connected to those secret societies, they leave on the ninth day. Now, this is Queen Elizabeth. She's gone. 9/9/22. Flip it over, you get the sixes. Listen to her husband. He left on the fourth month, the ninth day at age 99. Flip it over, you get the 3 sixes. Because his 3 sixes are the connection. That's what I'm saying. We're revealing the king's matter. His 3 sixes solidify what their plan was for what we call hot spots, the process of elimination. The hot spot was in place. Her symbol, the other 2 sixes, to let us know that he's gone 6 feet under, she's gone 6 feet under. Y'all got to stay with me. Now, the Vatican is under watch. The next death blows open the bubble. Y'all follow me? See, what was planned, what the ancient societies were planning, your demise, but it's going against them. See, what they plan to do to us is turning on them. And since it's turning on them, the bubble is going to burst. Now you will see the nations. You will see the seeds. You will see literally, let me tell you something. We're going to watch we're going to watch a civilization change. Now, when I say a civilization, the whole world will change, because no one can have those positions except those who originated those positions, those who were originated. And their power to be knew that everything they can do in their power to stop it, they cannot stop many of you. Many of you, your genealogy will come up in your bloodline. There are many of us, that's why when they enslaved us through the colonial system, it was to go in and destroy your identity. It was to destroy your character. It was to destroy your genealogy. It was to destroy your family. It was to separate you. And since they cannot do it, men and women of God, people of God, the lot has failed on many of us. That's why right this moment, we have literally going on in the world is chaos all over. There is a showdown within those ranking families. What people think will happen, what people think will happen in the Duchess will not happen. She cannot sit on the throne. She won't be allowed to. And that's why when Meghan Markle and Harry came home, everything ended, the ruling realm. Now, we can say what you want to say about King Charles, age 72. You say what you want to say. You do what you want to do. But it takes two to rule in that realm. It can't be one without the other. So you're watching what's getting ready to happen. The stone is on its way back to its original place. It's on its way back to its original place. So you have to know that everything is coming back to its original place. And if you understand that, all of the chaotic things, because it's getting ready to be chaotic. Hear me. The spirits, it's getting ready to be chaotic, men and women of God. Now, the chaotic stuff has nothing to do with you, so don't be moved by it. You're coming into alignment, and anything that's coming into alignment will be chaotic. It will be chaotic. And especially when you're dealing with ancient spirits that operate in demonic principalities and wickedness, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, the world system. See, the world system is colliding. And that's why the false narrative in the earth realm has been sold to people who don't believe and don't understand what is going on right now. Biblical fulfillment is already done. It's in effect. That's why he stood before the Episcopal building, held up the Bible. Queen Elizabeth received it because she runs the church in England. Now listen to this. If a sitting queen is not in place, she can't run the church in England. She can't run the Caribbean seas, which is the deepest seas. She can't run the money systems of those Caribbean islands and parts of Africa. So we have a loose cannon in the earth realm. It's a loose cannon. Everything you're watching is literally a loose cannon. So we're entering into the season, number one, season, place, and posture. And many of us, the men and women of God, are getting ready to see not the manifestation. You're getting ready to receive what belongs to us. You're in the receiving end. but because of chaotic things that are going on in unbelief, and many people who left here prematurely, they'll miss it. See, the sound of the earth realm has a working in the favor of those who are obedient to the things of God. Those who have been obedient to God will receive access to the frequency of the sound. Now, if you study, and I told people, I gave you all an assignment last week. If most of you all study major concerts in the world, major big, some of these big giant concerts that they have, they've been counseling it. Some of these major singers been counseling their concert. Why? Because they can't operate in that sound anymore. They don't have access to those demonic spirits that they rule on stages to dress and act from the Nephilim standpoint, to perform from that place. They don't have the power. That's why many of them have an issue with their throat. What do? They try to mask us. They try to send things into our body. It's turning on them. Everything is turning on them. So the access that they had and the power that they had to those realms, they don't have the power. So they have to cancel those contracts. Why? Because those who have bowed to those systems, bowed to those realms, bowed to those ancient deities, bowed to those gods, they don't have the power to do what they want to do anymore. So their frequency has shifted. Now, for the men and women of God who God is using right now, you have to understand that the season of the mega ministry has ended. It's the season of the mega sound has begun. God has prepared us to handle the frequencies of the world. The royal sound is in effect. It will supersede the royal status. The status of the order for which was in place will not have power over the sound of men and women of God who God has established in this dispensation of time. So you're watching the frequency move. That's why many people are losing their minds in this hour who are in high positions in the world. They don't know what to do, where to go, how to maneuver. And you can see that in the United States government right now. Look at the chaos in the Senate. Look at the chaos in Congress. Look at each of those people who were all once working together is in chaotic places right now in the world. It's total chaos. And many of you, you ain't seen nothing yet of the chaotic things that are getting ready to manifest itself. That's why on January 6, 2021, when you saw what happened over in United States House of Representatives, it was always a sign that the chaotic realm was open. It was already open. It's chaos. You're watching chaotic things happen. So position yourself. If you read 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, we are going to benefit from what belongs to us. You're getting ready to benefit what God has for us in this time, and you will not miss it. You will not miss anything. Hear me. You will not miss it. From every invention that belongs to us, every idea that belongs to us that was stolen must go back to its original place. In 1952, the throne was already stolen in 1952. It was already taken. So you got to understand, everything is coming back. It's coming. Let me tell you this. Do many of you understand the law of nature? What goes up must come down. The golden rule is do unto others as you would them do unto you. You reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. And guess what? People forgive, but the streets remember. Those principles are in effect right now. And we're watching the season, the place, and the posture. Now here, let me take you right here to understand this. Everybody follow me to the book of Jeremiah chapter number 29 verses number 10, chapter 29. Now I broke down what the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, the book of Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Now, anybody who reads Isaiah is 66 books, 66 chapters. It's encrypted to understand the 66 books of the Bible. Each chapter has an encrypted code in there to read, to understand this entire Bible. 66 books is encrypted in Isaiah, which means Yahweh is salvation. Jeremiah, his 52 chapters is encrypted in the Gregorian calendar of the 52 weeks of the year. It's encrypted. Each week will tell you what's going on. It's encrypted. Now, let me take you over to understand Jeremiah 29:11, which means Yahweh is exalted. Yahweh is uplifted. And the only way God can be exalted is uplifted if you understand the secret codes to the mystery of secret society, the Gregorian calendar versus the Judaic calendar, and to understand that there are other calendars, the solar calendar, which the astrologers were trying to study and understand it, causing mental illness, confusion to those who were trying to figure it out and trying to get specific detail. So therefore, what has done from the Phoenician language, the Semitic language, and the hieroglyphic writing that were writing in Egyptiology and studied through world events or countries that were written, these writings were not the European people or the colonial people couldn't understand it. So what they did is they got with the Catholic Church or Jesuit order, and they came up with a calendar of off-dated time. So they wrote in books lies, but the actual reading is exactly to the detail. And prophetic prophets who are carriers of the secret code are revealers to the dispensation for which we are in. So 2022 is the exact details of the calendar that will give you specific details of what's getting ready to happen in the Caribbean seas. It's getting ready to let you know what's getting ready to happen as it relates to the monetary systems of the world. It's getting ready to let you know what's going to happen in the religious world, the three major entities that Queen Elizabeth ruled over for 70 years. Now, listen to this. All of these things are being revealed to us. So many of us, you get ready to see what was stolen from you. It's getting ready to be released to you. That's why they had the volcanic explosion. That's why you're seeing events. You're seeing climatic shifting in the entire earth. Our civilization will never be the same. That's why they... Now, isn't it interesting for many of you all, when it comes down to human rights, and I'm going to talk to... I want Black America to hear this, of you, whatever you want to call yourself, or us, because, you know, they picked... Listen to this. Isn't it interesting? Most of you don't hear about Black Lives Matter movement that much. Now, am I right? A lot of y'all don't hear a lot of Black Lives Matter. You know why? Because they created that movement to deal with Black Matters, the universe, the Black Matters of the universe. So they created Black Lives Matter. And what they did under Black Lives Matter, what we were pushing human rights, equal rights, and fair rights. They were pushing perversion, demonic spirit, identity crisis. They were promoting perverted spirits to pervert us as a people. They were trying to pervert you as a people. So they were pushing perversion instead of to divert us from where we were at as a people. So they were trying to divert you, and they were using other people to push their movement in the land. And it was a perverted movement, polluted movement, a destructive movement in the land. And they don't want me to talk about that. So all of these things were to set us off of what was universally done for us. And many of you followed the okey-doke, and then you wore those shirts that I can't breathe. If you can't breathe, you can't properly birth out. You have to understand. And Power Horn, when that happened on May 25th, 2020, it was a setup over a $20 bill. The $20 bill was a counterfeit $20 bill. It's let you know that it was going to be a counterfeit year 2020. George Floyd was a Mason, 32 degrees. And then the other gentleman was another Mason. They were all connected friends. Guess what? What happened went wrong. See, what you didn't understand, that thing went wrong. It was not supposed to happen like that. They messed up, both of them. It went wrong. See, let me tell you something about demons. when something go wrong with demon spirit and it goes wrong, they cut them loose. See, what was planned for us, it went wrong. And when it went wrong, it caused chaotic. See, Powerhorn, the city of Powerhorn, was birthed from the Indian, or birthed from the place called Gunpowder. It was birthed from the place called Gunpowder. You know why? Because in Powerhorn, it was a sign that the $20 bill was a symbol in Powerhorn that it would be bloodshed. It was a symbol for bloodshed. So the plan was to shed blood over the original people to cause chaos. So chaos was supposed to hit us. But blessed be the name of God, their plan for the pandemic was failing, and they had to come up with another demonic spirit to divide us. And what happened? Those people who were part of that secret society, even church leaders, pastors, people who were in those secret society, they start leaving here because they were all part of the scheme. You all know. You see what's happening. You see why things are changing. Because people were cutting deals. That's why people were getting money, all of that money that was being released. It was being revealed. And now, where we're at this point in 2022, the bubble will burst. It's going to burst, and it's going to blow some of y'all minds to see some people that you trusted in the world, leaders, is getting ready to hit the bucket. And I'm saying it like that because what you believe in, based upon your religious movement, you're going to find it's going to surprise you of what's coming down the pipeline in the bubble, because it's coming. And if you're talking about chaos now, you ain't seen chaos. Here, let me take you to this. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Everybody follow me because I'm going to end on this. Jeremiah 29. 29. I already explained what Jeremiah means. I mean, Yahweh is exalted. Yahweh is uplifted. Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11. 29, no, verse number 10. Now listen to this. You already saw in July, Prime Minister of Israel resigned. The Prime Minister of Italy, the Italian Prime Minister resigned. You saw the British Prime Minister resigned, and there were other Prime Ministers resigned. Now, anytime you see a halt of things, you ain't seen nothing yet. What's coming in October? What we call a delay. Oh, it ain't no delay. It's a transfer of power. And what we're seeing right now is manifested state. Let me tell you something. Anytime people invest in watching me, I'm talking about invest in watching me, anytime people send CI agents on planes to follow me and they try to wiretap my house and tap into my phone, you know I'm revealing some stuff to you all. Everybody ain't going to get this. I know it. But those who stay in this place, you're going to get all the details. Because in the spiritual world, I want you to understand the bloodline lot has fell on us. You in the season, the place, and the posture. God gave, in the middle of this pandemic, the church world an opportunity to seize the moment. People are getting ready to come back because the sound of the universe is in the favor of those men and women of God who have the heart of God. Listen to this. Before I read this scripture, earth has an ear, E-A-R-T-H, write that down. Heart has an ear, H-E-A-R-T, heart has an ear. Fear has an ear. H-F-E-A-R. Now, hear has an ear. The word hear, H-E-A-R. Those four things. He that has an ear will hear. Ear, E-A-R. Hear, H-E-A-R. Now, hear. Earth, earth has an ear. Can the earth respond to the heart, ear of God? Will overcome the fear that has gripped the world. You have to know all of these things have ears. I'm bringing you into the three dimension, bringing up close. Those who have the ear to hear the ear, the earth will move over the heart. Fear will not grip you. There are so many people are in fear because they don't have the ear to hear the earth and the heart of God. That's why there is getting ready to be so much currency released like never before. 2020, there was more millionaires among us than it ever been in the history of the earth realm, because they had to release some. And there were many more that would have had it, but they died prematurely because of fear. Now, some of you, the currency in the earth realm is getting ready to change exactly to the detail. That's why they plotted to take out Muammar Gaddafi when he was changing the currency with the Africa continent. Everything is in alignment, men and women of God. It's in total alignment. But some of you got to get past the corona sound that have caused you to operate in fear. That's why they disconnected many of us. The 6 feet distance, the 6 feet apart, the 6 feet away. But look at this. Her husband is 6 feet under. She's 6 feet under. There's one more position that's getting ready to leave the earth realm that will solidify the high-ranking families of the world. Their plan to take you out did not happen. So God is taking them out. The noble birthing, high-ranking family know this. They see it. They understand it. And we are understanding religion. We've been indoctrinated with systematic religion instead of understanding the spiritual peace of God and everything that will bring us into alignment. Matter of fact, listen to this. You're going to see more leaders in exile than ever before, because we're coming back. God's people are coming back. Let me read this. Let's read chapter. Everybody, you follow me? You all follow me? You all, are you following? Let me give you an example. Over in California in 1900, there was blacks were separated from the riverfront, and they were moved from the riverfront. So what they did is they created their own riverfront, and it was taken. Here it is years later. You can study it. The family in California whose land was taken from them are now moved back into position. Why? They have to give this family back their land and $75 million, and the government have to pay rent to the land, the park district that's on the land right now. You got other cities in the world where the government have to give back land to people. They have to give back land. That's why they're talking about. That's why you hear reparations. Look at the Vatican. They set up an account, the Jesuit order, of $100 million to pay back slaves. And they didn't fulfill it. They had a short time to do it, $100 million. And they're trying to raise the money. They didn't meet the goal. You have to understand what's happening right now prophetically and biblical prophecy in fulfillment at this very moment in the land. So that's why you see a lot of twisted-minded people, their twisted-minded spirit, and they've been twisted all over because what God is releasing to us now in the world, in the earth realm, that's ours at this time. And that's why you're watching a polluted and perverted spirit trying to invade our culture, invade our family, invade our children. You know that foolishness that they pulled earlier this year with this Similac milk, talking about we ran out of formula. It was not a formula. Children that were born in 2019, 2020, and 2021, these are powerful babies that have knowledge and understanding for 20 years down the road. They already predicted this. This is a prediction. So you have to protect your children. What they put in these baby formula, they couldn't stop you before you got pregnant. And now that you got pregnant, so don't call your baby a bastard. Don't call your child a child at loss. No, they know what they're doing. Because many of you, let me give you something. Several things that must happen. Let me get my notes on so you can understand it. Four types of people. Listen to this, Sabrina Daniel. Listen to this, Evangelist Okai. Some people are selected by God to do the following. Listen to this, Bishop Owens, follow me, people of God. There are people that will watch history. There will be people that will write history. There will be people that will participate in history. But there will be people that will become history. What I'm doing is becoming history because I'm opening up the history books for many of you to understand what they lied in the books will not be a lie out of my mouth because I'm revealing to you, Sister Marquis, all the specific details of what's getting ready to happen in the world. So if you're not going to write history, what you're going to do or become history correction, you will write it, you will watch it, you will pursue it, but you will never be able to become it. I'm rewriting the history books right now of what's getting ready to manifest for many of you all. The entire climatic of the Caribbean Sea has shifted. The money, the English money, her face is on all the money, has shifted. Episcopal Church has shifted. So everything is being replaced. But they do not want the melanated people who are in original position for it to happen. That's why you see all of the, we're the only culture to have mixed from all over the world so that they can benefit from it. Now listen to this. Let's go over to Jeremiah 29 and 11. You all ready? It said, Jeremiah 29 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 10 to really understand it. Now listen to this. For thus said the Lord, after 70 years been accomplished at Babylon, the Babylonian system at Babylon, Queen Elizabeth served 70 years on the throne. She ruled in silence. 70 years. The Jubilee year, she couldn't even go to the celebration. 70 years. I will visit you. Who are the you? Us. I will visit you. God will visit his original people. You. And perform my good word towards you. You're watching illegal people sitting on the throne. The Vatican knows that. That's why the Vatican is under watch by the kingdom of God. towards you, saith the Lord. Listen to this. Listen, let me read it one more time for you so you can gravitate this in your spirit. For thus saith the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, those who are what? In the season, the place, and the posture. Pastors did not change their posture. Pastors did not set the place. Pastors did not understand the season. I will visit you, and I will do what? I will perform my good word, the word, towards you, and causing you to return to this place. We are returning exactly to the place. That's why Uganda found 52 tons of gold, $12.7 trillion in gold over in Uganda. They want in on it. That's why other countries, uranium, they want in on the uranium. They want in on that power. All of these things are happening now in the earth realm. That's why Sierra Leone, the diamond capital of the world, they done stole so many diamonds from them, from England, that they landlocked it, that no one else can get diamonds from that country without their permission. See, you follow me? These were leaders. All of it. We will never be lacking money in the world, people of God. You'll never be lacking money. It's idea. If you have an idea, you get more money you want. You have more power. Power is knowledge. Some of you, you're working for money, and money ain't working for you. You have to make money work for you so you can have the power to do what you're doing in the earth. When I'm prophesying to somebody right now, I'm prophesying to somebody with the invention, your creativity. I'm prophesying to somebody who was supposed to wrote that book and you didn't write it. I'm prophesying to somebody who was supposed to did that project and the people you were connected with for the business deal turned on you. And so you quit. Get back to your project. Get back to your idea. Get back to your wittiness. I'm prophesying to great leaders right now who are in ministry expecting you to do things the religious way, the way your mother did and your father did in that ministry. It will not happen like that. The posture has changed right now. All of the major events in the world have changed right now. Even secret society, the hip-hop world is changing right now. Those societies is changing because they don't have the sound any longer. They can't rule. They have to come through prophetic people like myself and you. All of the false prophets. You see many of these prophets who are profiteering, they're copying and pasting your next move. They're following what's been said. I go over to Clubhouse. You can see 40 people got their own room set up in Clubhouse. Everything I've been taught from Facebook, social media, events, they're copying it over in Clubhouse right now. You'll find today what I'm sharing today, they'll be over in Clubhouse talking about by the end of this week, because they don't have the sources. We have outsourced the spiritual realm because you can't give a perverted man access to the purpose of God. These perverted people are trying to pollute the mind of you. So you have to have the ear to hear, H-E-A-R. Hear means the ear. An ear to hear. Earth has an ear, E-A-R-T-H, earth. What the universe is speaking to what the heart, H-E-A-R-T. We're so in the kind of connected to anatomy of the earth realm. And God is moving right now. So many of you prophetic people right now, it's like you can't hear. You're trying to say, what is it? Because what you're doing is you're breaking through the genre of the fear that has been given you. Fear has an ear, F-E-A-R. That's why when they sell you death, when they give you these false diagnosis and prognosis in the land, it's causing chaos. The witchcraft spirit in the land is to deviate you from your next move. Move back into the divine will of God. because where we at right now, it's a release. And I don't take anything away from the men and women of God who took the nanoparticle shot of Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, and the list goes on. You will see 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27. Those of you who have an issue with your leg, blood clots in your body, things happening you never thought was happening, your fatigueness, you find your nervous system is out of joint. You're trying to figure out how to balance. Now, don't get mad at me. Go ahead, do the study. So what I'm telling you, study what's on the bottle. Look on that bottle. Study it. Study their plan. It's a showdown, and you can't sue them because Congress passed a bill that you can't sue them. It's not possible. Everything is coming to a head, and so you're watching a showdown in the land. It's coming, and you're going to see it. That's why you're watching exactly the detail of what's manifesting itself. Why? Because he's doing what? 70 years have ended in Babylon. That demonic spirit has ended in Babylon. He's returning us to the plate. And he's performing what? His good word towards you. Who? You. Causing you to do what? Return to the plate. Some of you can't return to the place because the attacks, the sickness. Some of you, people have died prematurely because of what's happening. And look at, and some of you who followed me over the last years, you're getting ready to enter into wealthy place. Some of you getting ready to tap, and some of you already there. You don't even know what to do. You at the wealthy place right now. Some of you at that place right now with stuff you didn't even believe is happening for you right now. Sister Lynette, you ain't seen nothing what's getting ready to happen for you. And sister, the other sister, look at her daughter succeeding right now. She's mean celebrity, doing their hair. Look at the success, these prophetic words that I spoke over people's lives. But while everybody is just sitting down, matter of fact, that daughter sold that seed. Get her on the line, sister. Tell the woman of God, bring her daughter on the line. Tell her, come on today. She over in Hollywood doing great. What did she do? She sold that seed. Look what God did when she sold that seed. It blew it up from around the world. Her creativity. She following us on social media. And the Lord then prosper her like never before. Many people don't even know what's getting ready to manifest from the word of God over your life. The thing that the Lord is doing for you at this very moment of what's manifesting. Sister Michelle, daughter. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Bless you. All of these things are happening right now. And people didn't even see nothing yet. The prophetic sound. I'm linking you to the destiny of your life right now. I'm linking, bringing you out of the nanoparticles of the world. Do you think for once the government would invest in following me if I wasn't telling the people the truth of what's going on? Do you think for one time people wouldn't reach it out to me to consult them and they need answers to things that are going on, Sister Collins? It's a reason why this stuff is happening. Sister Nicole over in England, these things are happening. Her painting is getting ready to explode. She's on here. Reach out to the young lady. You ain't seen nothing yet of the people that are connecting right now to this window that we're in, and things are happening for their life. Why? Because verse number 10, for thus said the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished. She accomplished her 70 years on the throne, and it was really illegal on the throne to be accomplished at what? The Babylonian system over in the Vatican City. the Jesuit order, the Catholic Church. You ain't seen nothing yet in line. You saw two people go 6 feet under, right? You follow me? Look at that. The Pope. I'm going to leave that alone right now. We'll talk about that later. The King is gone. The Queen is gone, 6 feet under. Now, you're watching the universe shift. So everything was set up for us, Joe Atkins, the 6 feet distant, the 6 feet apart, the 6 feet away. Now it's a 6 feet burial, 6 feet deep, one more, and watch the entire church world. We're watching the royal family, Queen Elizabeth, rule the Caribbean Sea, the Caribbean Sea of the marine realm. That's why you're watching fishes you ain't never seen before. Look at all, y'all ain't never seen these type of fish that's coming out of the, from hundreds of feet deep from under the water manifesting themselves. You ain't never seen such fish in the earth come up, fish that they didn't even know. Number two, she ruled the money system of the world. It's being loose. You ain't seen nothing. Currency. Money from all types of currency being loose to us. Number three, the Episcopal Church at England. She no longer rules over that. Look at what's getting ready to be released like never before to us. All of this stuff is being loosed, and it cannot be stopped. That's why they are killing each other. Because they know their assignment and their season is over. Look at somebody say, it is over. It is done. And it cannot be passed down to anybody else. Listen to this. Listen to what he said here. 70 years be accomplished at Babylon. I will visit you and perform my good word, the word of God. Listen to this, Sabrina Daniel. Listen to this up close. I'm coming 3D so everybody can understand. Everything. God is performing his good word towards you, says the Lord. And he's returning to the place. You know why he's returning to the place? See, Sister Michelle, you have to understand, your daughter is being blessed in the bloodline. Your other daughter shall be blessed. People are coming together now. All of the inventions and the wittiness and the creativity are manifesting themselves. So she had to be there. Look at somebody and say, your hair is about to grow. You remember? In the word of God, when Samson was taken out by the flirtation spirit of Delilah, before he died, his hair grew. And the two pillows that he pulled down were the ancient deities pillars. It was a sign. So your hair is about to grow. Some of you ain't seen nothing yet. And that industry for some of you all, the talent, the skillfulness of your gift and your ability is happening. God does what? He numbers the hairs on your head. He knows every hair on your head. It's about to manifest itself right now for many of you, this very moment. There are you pastors who have been under these organizations. Some of you cut ranks because they were serving these deities outside. Don't get mad at me when I say this. Some of you who've been following paganistic stuff, you better cut rank because those are part of those deities that are stopping your blessings right this moment from manifesting itself. It's all here. Sister Shelley, you're in it. God is manifesting himself. You are part. God has men and women of God who are his launching pad in the earth realm. You are chosen and selected specifically by God. And God has chosen you and selected you, Sister Patient Hemingway. You have selected by the hand of God for right this moment. I'm telling you, you ain't seen yet of what's going to be released to you, given to you. It's yours. You own it. You have access to it. Why? Because God is visiting those spirits. They're in chaos, Dr. Harris. Chaos is hitting everywhere. We're wondering what is going on. God is fighting for us, and he's trying to position you. There's some of you right now are in a spirit of rebellion. You know why? Because you won't move from those ancient places, ancient cities, ancient towns, ancient ministries. You've been following it too long, and God is trying to, that's why some of you are so uncomfortable at night, because you're trying to move, but you remember what mama did and people did. You don't know what to do because these are ancient spirits. God is forcing your hand. Some of you are in such an uncomfortable state of mind, an uncomfortable state of spirit, because you are encrypted with a code that God needs you to be in position for the posture and what's getting ready to be released. Number one, you're in your season. You're in your place. You're in your posture, and you're in the present. Number five, put present down. Number four, put present down. Number one is season. Number two is place. Number three is posture. Number four is present. And I'm going to give you number five in about 2 minutes. Write it down. You're in the present. Put it down, present. And number five will link you to everything you will ever need, Sister Charmaine Long. What you thought you didn't get, you will get it. That's right, in all of those cities. Why is it that the governor of Texas is putting people on buses and sending them out to different cities? Look at the Spanish people. They send them out to different cities. Crossing the border, sending them out, all of these different cities. Why? Because they are coming in these places. Because we're not in the place. We're fighting to get an apartment that you want to rent when God said you have the power to own it. You own the land. Why is it you renting for something you already own? You own it. It's yours. You don't want to miss that thing. You wrote a bucket list, and you ain't even in the bucket of the list. It's happening right now. What's yours? Sister Nicole McLeod, you've been studying. You've been studying like I've been studying, to the exact details of everything. Let me stop, people of God, right now. Hallelujah. Let me slow it down so we can end here, so people can understand exactly what's happening now. Now, listen to this. The bubble is getting ready to burst. Thank you. Sister Mara Frazier, bless you, woman of God. Thank you for joining us. God and bless this young lady like never before. We prophesied the celebrity. Sister Mara, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to happen for you. You doing what? You becoming history right now, woman of God. She becoming. You know what? Look at Sister Lamora. When I asked for that seed, she sowed into it. And look what God did for her. And some of you, you get a powerful prophetic word, and you won't even sow into it. Look at, she can put it. She can put it down there. Go Google her on YouTube. Look at the powerful thing that God did for her. She's a world changer. We're changing the world. It's happening right now. Some of you, you're looking at me right here knowing that the power of God is being released. This bubble is going to burst. I'm going to give you all a chance to sow into a bubble seed and watch what's going to happen. Now, isn't it interesting, Sister Sabrina Daniel, and many of you, Sister Sarah Dela Cruz, look at Sarah, wrote a book. Sarah Dela Cruz wrote a book. Look at the power of what God is doing for you all. Look, I'm telling you, every week when I come on Sunday and prophesy a word, look what happened between Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the following week. Exactly specific detail of things happen. Let me tell you something. You all, the bubble is getting ready to burst. This bubble is going to burst, Dr. Harris, and saints of God and men and women of God. You're watching this prophetic bubble getting ready to burst out. And it's going to burst so powerful. Some of you are going to carry a frequency out of this burst. Look at all of those celebrities who were once singers. They can't have that power. God's going to give some of you who are musicians and singers power to flow in the spiritual realm. Some of you pastors on here, you're going to open your mouth and spiritual dimensions is going to be loose to you. Real quickly, I want to give everybody opportunity, and I'm going to still be talking while you're sowing if you want to sow to this. The details of what's happening right now, it's called the bubble bursting seed. I'm going to give you opportunity to sow into the bubble bursting seed of what's happening. The royal family, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Vatican City, you ain't seen nothing yet. And look at the sadness that's coming out of the White House. And look at what's getting ready to manifest from Israel. All of these things, it's bursting right now. Season, number one. Place, number two. Pasture, number three. Presence, number four. And number five is currency. The currency is loosing money like never before. Some of you, you will receive gold and silver, uranium. Some of you are on oil mines. You're on things you ain't seen yet that you're going to inherit now. Some of you, about 30 of you, have ancient family bloodline that have invention that was not released to your family, that was stolen. You will get those things. Those are going to sow. I'm sowing into the bubble bursting seed. Next week, you ain't seen nothing yet of what belongs to you, your criteria to try to stop you from receiving what God is doing right now. Those of you sowing, I'm Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing into the bubble bursting seed. Those of you who stand, say, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing into this bubble bursting seed right now. I'm sowing today. I'm sowing into the bubble bursting seed because I know this bubble is bursting. Look at what's going to happen for some of you next week. People who you didn't, your enemies are going to favor some of you all next week. There's going to be people who you didn't think were going to do what they said they were going to do it next week. There are things that's going to come down in terms of for people, some people who want to retire, it's going to open for you. The bubble bursting seed. I'm telling you right now. Who is going to sow? I'm sowing into the bubble bursting seed. As many people said, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing this $100 seed today. I'm sowing into the bubble bursting seed. I'm watching it. I'm sowing into it. I'm sowing right now into the bubble bursting seed right now. There's about 20 people that have a ministry. You want God to move over your ministry right now. There's 18 of you want God to move over your business right now. You need to sow into this bubble bursting seed. I'm going on a vacation, sow from that place. Pastor Matthew, I believe you. I'm sowing from that place. I know God did it. Look at Sarah Dela Cruz, all of what she went through in her life. Look at what her life is changing. Life's changing expectancy, bubble bursting seed. You're in this thing right now. The occupancy. This is occupancy time. For many of you, this is your occupancy time. to sow. You're in the occupancy of things right now in this season. This is the occupant time. You're the occupy, the occupancy, the bubble bursting seed right now. You should be owning right now. You should be collaborating with landlords. They want out. These people want out. They don't want in. They want out. Since you're in that place, Sister Nicole McLeod. You're in that place, Brother Jasmine. You're in that place, Sabrina Williams. You are in that place. I told people once when everybody, the name, look at the code name. They took Sabrina Williams from being called the GOAT to the queen of the court. She didn't make it to the third round. She got defeated in the third round because it was a code name. Everything was a code name. It's a coded system. And when she lost, we knew Queen Elizabeth was leaving. It was already done. Everything is being done for us right now, the believers. Look at how many demonic spirits have been sent my way. Yeah, there are people that must release. Anytime you're dealing with an ancient spirit of Nimrod and God, those spirits, them ancient deities been exposed at the high level, listen to this, saints. When they're exposed at the high level like this and they're exposed, they're here and they're exposed, they must release what belongs to us. It's yours, man of God. It's yours, woman of God. You had to go through, number one, the season, the place, the posture, the present, and the currency. Number five is currency. It is yours to have right now. It's yours. It's been loose to you right now. I'm sowing the $100 seed, Prophet Matthews. You want to sow more, you can. I'm sowing into this right this moment. I believe God by Wednesday for some of you. I believe God by tomorrow for some of you. It's your faith activating. You're moving into the position. You won't have to beg people. It's already done. It's already been linked to you. It's but been mandated by you for right now. In this time, that currency is in your favor. You're going to watch it, believe it, live it. Because what? The bubble is getting ready to burst. And when this bubble bursts, Sister D. Washington, Sister Evangelist O'Kai, Sister Owens, this bubble will burst. Sister Peter Gay, it will show the world what God has already told us 70 years ago. This was already done. Israel is you. You are the promise. It's already yours now. That's why when I reached out to you, Sister Dela Cruz, God moved over you. It's for your 70 years. And then what he said, for I know the thoughts. Now listen to this. After he said it's been released, for thus said the Lord, after the 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and I will perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to the place. And when you return to the place, he said, I know your thoughts. What are you thinking about at this place? What do you want God to do at this place? And I think toward you, said the Lord, and my thoughts of a peace. I'm giving you what you need, Tammy Marquis. I'm showing you what belongs to you, Sister Camille. I'm showing you, James, what God has for you, Bishop Fabian Tucker. La Kata Beho Shabasi. What he's giving you now to bring it to pass for your life. It is yours. It is yours, man of God. Yours, woman of God. The fight that many of us was going through, you are watching it now manifest itself. And for some of you, from now until October 1st, when you see this bubble burst and all of the chaotic things are happening, you're going to see things accelerate. Some of your brain cells will accelerate in powerful places. That book should have been done. That project should have been solidified. That's why all of the counterfeits are trying to perform in places to contaminate you. Some of you can't be in certain ministries right now. You can't be in certain places right now. And some of you who are in ministry fighting, stay in that place, because what you're doing, you're fighting realms that are trying to decentralize your power source. That's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to decentralize your power source to stop you. He's trying to make a mockery of you. He cannot do it. The enemy can't outsource this type of anointing right now, the power that's being released. Because many of you right now, that what some people can't connect with me in this season. They didn't connect last season. Why are they going to connect this season? Because they will mess up the frequency I'm in. That's why those who are connected with me, you have already been connected. You're privileged to this bubble bursting sea. Come on, you can show it. It's your time. You're in that bubble bursting seed right now. It's yours. And I'm out. Here's what it says. Your thoughts are connected to my thoughts. Your ways are connected to my ways. And not of evil. To do what? I'm giving you the end of it. I'm giving you what she held on to. I'm giving you what was locked out. I'm giving you what was healed, sealed in those castles, those chronicles. If I can reveal to you what's locked in the chronicle of the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order, and reveal to you the chronicles and the palace of the coded system, you know that you got some power. How did you get access? Because you bypassed. Look at somebody say, we can bypass those demonic spirits. I've been bypassing Sister Peter Gay, demonic principality, demonic forces, demonic Nephilim. I've been bypassing those spirits, warring for many of the people here, going and tapping into those places, and those portals have been open. See, many of you can't go with it, but your seed can go there. Ramase etelabo shakada. Rono se telabashe. Because God is shaming the enemy for some of you all. Some of you at the critical place in your victory, in your walk with the Lord, and what God has given me. Because I'm showing my people, some of you who couldn't sleep at night, God is turning things around for you to the exact, to the detail. Let me tell you something. When you got a demon spirit visit you in your room at night and look at you, and shake their head like we could get you, and then turn and walk away because they couldn't kill your family, kill your children, kill your purpose, kill your dream, kill your mandate. We're releasing things. Is Sabrina on here? Sister Sabrina? God is doing something right now for you right now. I'm seeing the Lord is unraveling you. There's an unraveling right now, Sabrina. God is I'm seeing where you were raveled up. God is unraveling you right now. There's somebody else can take this for them. God is unraveling you. He's unloosing you right now. Because where you're going It's like, matter of fact, this is what I hear. God is unraveling something. It's like something was on your lower leg. It's something that was connected to your mother's side, and it was unraveling. And I'm watching God is cutting that thing away. He's cutting away. Woo. That's why you've been having the relationship been toxicity. Because they've been, people have been trying to control you. I'm exposing the enemy, people. Sister Rhynisha, you got to go ahead and break rank. You got to cut that thing. I've been praying for you. You got to cut it. There's been somebody, you have to cut it, I'm telling you. Shanta. There's somebody here right now. You know this person. God is doing something to them. That man, that woman who got that daughter, it's a daughter. She's got suicidal thoughts. She's been dealing with this thing for a while. It's happening for you now. Sheree Ray, this is your, the Lord is moving. I'm looking at something being moved out of your way right now. It's, you're breaking through. And you're coming out of it. Sister Katrina, Conley, there's some things that you've been asking the Lord to do. It's going to come back. What was held up from you, that thing that attacked you, I'm looking at 25 years ago, 26 years ago, woman of God, it's coming full term right now. You're in that term of endurance. And many people see it. They know what God is doing for you. Your living arrangement is being rearranged for the power and the glory of God. The enemy knows that he cannot do what he wanted to do to you, you and you, because that season done now in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. We're in it, saints of God. You're in it too. You're in it too. Stay connected with us. Those of you who saw in that bubble bursting seed, I'm sowing Prophet Matthew in that bubble bursting seed. Sister Tina Bennett, you're in that place. The Lord is moving. I see the cloud is passing over the thing that the enemy would try to do to your family. God is maneuvering right now for you in this season of your life. God is moving. Ooh, Rabasha. I know that the Lord already revealed that to me. That's why you are where you at right now. That's why the enemy is trying to take the child. He's trying to do everything in his power. Because you in that place. It was a setup in the beginning. For some of you, it was a setup in the beginning. So God is maneuvering some things right now for you all. In the name of the Lord. Those of you who are sowing, thank you, woman of God, for sowing today. Thank you, woman of God, for sowing. Thank you, man of God, for sowing. I'm telling you, next, you're going to come into this week. If I could tell you some of the attacks that came against me that I've dealt with over the last, I'm going to say, 48 hours. Some of the people that I've been standing in the gap for, Shalanda, been praying for you and the husband and the family, standing in the gap for you. Look at all the enemy been trying to do to your family, Sister Peter Gay. That's been an ongoing process, the power to stand with you and your family of what God is doing right now. I'm telling you, it's powerful. Frequency. I'm sowing today. You can do it Cash App Money Sign. RFPIM. Cash App Money Sign. RFPIM. If you're doing it via Zelle, at We Restore You. It's already on the screen that We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Those who mail it, you can mail it to 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Join them in a powerful service today. Glory to God. You said you was up at 4 this morning. Yeah, he was revealing some things to you. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, those who saw it, those who saw it right now. Joseph James, I thank you for following me, man of God. We appreciate you. We got to stay connected. You ain't seen nothing yet of what the Lord is doing. I'm telling you, those who are in this conference this weekend here in San Antonio, Texas, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you're in the San Antonio area, join us today at 11 a.m. We're here. We're right here. I'm telling you, God is moving. I'm telling you, he's been moving. We haven't recorded some of the live service. Last night was a powerful word from the Lord. I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about you. You were, if you were in the atmosphere of the worship last night, And I'm telling you, then what the enemy intended to do, man, he could not even do it. Because you are never, come on, saints of God. There are many of you, you better jump on this. Jump on this bubble bursting seed right now. Some of you right in the bubble bursting seed. Some of you been following me. You haven't even had a chance to sow. I'm going to give you a chance to sow into this bubble bursting seed. I'm telling you, you are in a bubble getting ready to burst seed. And some of you are in it now. And there are some of you who have witnessed the power of God move over you. You have witnessed this release. You have witnessed the move of God. Sister Glenda Green, you have witnessed it. This is your serendipity moment in your life of watching it. Raquel Palmer, Wanda Nelson, it's in. Thank you, Sister Brother Jasmine. We bless you on today. I'm in it, Prophet Matthews. I've watched it every Sunday. We have over 70, 80 people watching, and then about 10 or 20,000 in the background watching on Facebook, social media. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryant. That's my Administrator Rita Bryant. And some of you, if you want us to come and minister to your city, minister to your business, minister to your corporation, reach out to my office. My Administrator information is right there. We want to connect with you. This is the time. This is the unprecedented time. For some of you right now, we're trying to connect with you, your ministry, right now. It's time. For some of us, the schedule is literally filled for the rest of the year. Because God is doing what he's doing for some of you. Some of you who are covenant partners, virtual members who have followed us, and you say, I'm partners with you, Prophet Matthew. We need my partners to sow. We need my covenant partners to be sowing right now. Because you're in this bubble bursting seed. Something is happening right now for you, Brother Allen. We haven't talked, but things are happening right now for you, man of God. That project is happening. And oh, saints of God, there's a leader in Chicago that's getting ready to be a, you ain't seen, you saw the Eddie Long of Atlanta, Georgia. You ain't seen the one that's getting ready to hit Chicago. See, what's happening, this, what God is doing right now, he's linking us. Some of you have partnered with us. You've been with us. You're partnering with us. You ain't seen nothing yet. Brother Allen, your family, you know, I see your family members are on. Some of them are on right now. We in this thing. Because this bubble bursting. Number one, write this down. Number one, you're in the season. Number two, you're in the place. Number three, you're in the posture. Number four, you're in the present. And number five, you're in the currency. There's a prophetic currency open unto you now. And when this bubble bursts right now, when it bursts, you're going to see unlimited resources because those ancient spirits that did not destroy you or stop you cannot. Some of you pastors and leaders who have been going through, who've been attacked from your pulpit, from the pew, who've been attacked by other leaders, been attacked by people, this is a breaking you through time because you have now surrendered to the presence of God. I understand the warfare of the mind. I understand the spirit of depression and oppression. I understand the attacks on your prophetic frequency to break you down. I understand it, but you're walking in the prophetic breakthrough for you now. We lose strength over you, Evangelist Okai. All right, I must go, saints of God. Bless the Lord for many of you today. I'm sowing into this. I believe God. There's a person on here. Your name? What's your name there? Let me look at this name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tyra Uzo. Let me give you this word right here. This is what I hear. There's a major gift on your life. Listen to this. You are very gifted, but the enemy want to taint your greatness in this season. That's why the battles are horrendous around you. There's two people that are connected to you for the wrong reason. And the Lord is doing something right. It's not by accident you connected today, because God is cutting some things loose. And I even speak healing on this part of your life, the emotional things that have attacked you. I'm speaking healing and supernatural breakthroughs for you right now. It's not by accident you came on here today, been invited, because God is going to do something in your life right now. I'm looking at in the next 2 days, there's some decisions you have to make for the breakthrough you're going to walk into, for the glory of God right now in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare that when the call of the answer would be made and the breakthrough you will see, that God would do it for your life now in Jesus' name. It is so. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Y'all done just stirred me up again. I was getting ready to go. Y'all done stirred me up. Touching me up and say, you done stirred them up. Because God is doing it right now for you. He's moving for your life. He's bringing some of you out. Some of you are in that place where God is bringing you out. Let me see what you're saying, doctor. They're trying to play with your voice right now, prophet. I rebuke it. I'm telling you, it's on. For some of you, it's at that place. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. For the glory of God, it is so. It is so, man. It is so, woman of God. It is so, daughter. It is so. It is so right now. For the power of God moving. I'm going to end in prayer for some of you. Sister Lynette, watch what God is going to do for you. Sister Brenda Lanier, watch what God is going to do for you. Even tell Sister Dupree, give her a word from the Lord, her and Elder Dupree, for the ministry. Once that ordination is met, you're going to see an entire revolving door. It's going to revolve upside down, going to be right side up. Tell her she can listen to this. It's going to happen for her. Yes. It's yours in this season. It's been opened for you, selected for you specifically. Brother Dwight Harris, God is moving. He's moving for you. Amen. He's moving for you right now. Oh, yeah, God is moving over your health. I hear the word of the Lord God for you. There's some things you have to release. I'm looking at something. In the 80s, you have to release. There's some things that are hovering over you. God is moving. Even in the extremity, there's some things going on in your extremity. God is moving on your behalf to touch you. The enemy has been tormenting you. He's been speaking death over your life. There's some things that's been spoken over your life to stifle you in the name of the Lord. But we rebuke it. I bind every demonic spirit of collateral damage that have been sent out. And that's what they've been doing. They've been creating what we call collateral damage for some of us. But God is moving right now over you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is so. Bless the Lord for you today. All right, I got to go. I've been saying that for a minute. Today's message, the vaults have been opened. Five. The bubble is getting ready to burst. Coming into the 25th day of September, moving into the first week of October. Everything is coming together. Yes, it is. It transpire for many of you. It transpire for many of you in Jesus' name. Love you all. Bless you on today. Stay connected. If you, like I said, in the region, go to my Facebook page. It'll tell you where we at, what city we in, the next town we'll be in. We're getting ready, you're getting ready to watch the pivotal things of God manifest itself for you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's so. It is so for you, woman of God. It is so for you. I receive total healing for my body in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so, woman of God. Sister Curry, it's for you right now. The Lord is healing all of those things that have been going on. Everything's been coming, happening for you. God bless you, a woman of God. Thank you, Bishop Lewis. Bless you. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Good to see you when he was in Atlanta. Thank you for the divine connection. Thank you, saint of God, what the Lord is doing. All right, let's stay connected. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless your name. We thank you for the movement. We thank you for the water being troubled. We thank you for the divine connection, the situation, the relationship that you're bringing together for the people of God. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, thank you, Administrator Brian. Thank you, saints, for supporting us on Love Sunday. Today is Love Sunday for our ministry, for our church. Amen. Elder Hunter, bless you, man, servant. Amen. Bless you. Thank you, all the kingdom leaders of Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. Those of you who are members, this is Love Sunday for our ministry, for those who have been a blessing. Amen. Bless you on today. What did you say? Sister Ranisha, you received that loan. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Healing. Ooh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. Healing. Thank you. We bless you, woman of God. Amen. Thank you, Sister McLeod. Thank you, saints of God. I bless the Lord for you on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right, stay strong, stay committed to God. It's in your hand, Administrator Brian, those on blog side. We thank you for joining us. Please stay connected. Follow me on Drive By with the Prophet. We're going to be sharing a powerful word from the Lord. Continue to maintain your connection with me, your covenant partner. We ain't seen nothing yet. We're in it. The Vatican is under watch. There's some things that they maneuver in there. There's some things that are going on in the Scottish Rite systems of the power source of things that are happening. You ain't seen nothing. Look now. Look at somebody say, two down, one to go. You ain't seen it. Two down, one to go. We haven't. You ain't seen nothing yet of what's getting ready to manifest for the kingdom of God. Nothing can be stopped in this season that you're in. All right? Be blessed. Have a phenomenal day. Stay connected with us. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
May your struggle keep you near the cross. And may your trouble show that you need God. And may your battles in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may
thank y'all so much for coming out. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole, yeah.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.